Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It truly is an honor and a blessing to be here tonight on this ministry program with you once again. Thanking God for life, health, and strength. We want to honor the Lord with all that I do. He has allowed me another opportunity to come before you on the station, the program. This is Brother Harshaw. God has been good to me, and he continues to see me day in and day out through life, continuing to bless me, my family, my loved ones, through things in life, the good and the bad. He's continued right by our side. I do honor the Lord. I'm saved, sanctified, seeking to be filled with his precious Holy Spirit, honoring him for everything that he does in my life. Sometimes it's a struggle. There's been so much going on lately in the world. Young people dying from drugs, going through situations, families losing their loved ones through mass shootings, policemen, the schools, so much. But God still is in control through the storms, the tornadoes, the war in between Russia and the Ukrainians. We really don't know from day to day what life is going to bring us. But through and by the will and the grace of God, he has everything in hand. All power in his hand, in heaven and in earth. I do want to start out doing the prayer requests for the sick and the needy, doing the prayer requests for our families, our loved ones, relationships, our children, our companions, our households. We continue to pray for the incarcerated. Someone that's reaching out that don't know what to do, that's needing to hear a word about Christ, seeking a better way of living. Help us to continue to spread God's word, the true gospel, the good news. We're just going to continue to pray for our churches, our ministries, everyone that may be listening in that's representing a family tonight. We thank God for you. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humble as we know how, dear Lord, giving you honor and praise. Because, Lord, without you, we're nothing. Without you, dear God, we can do nothing. We thank you for all that you have done for us down through another week, getting ready to go into another month. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done and what you continue to do. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We ask that you open up, Lord, and bless each and every prayer request, Lord. Each and every family, loved one, ministry, neighborhood. Continue, Lord, to bless these young people around and about, dear God, that think that they're in control of things in their life, Lord, when they don't even know that it's you, Lord, sent them through and taking care of them. We ask that you bless the mothers and the fathers, that they will step up, Lord, and do the job that you've given them to do before the family. We thank you, Lord, because we know you're able to see us through all situations. Bless the incarcerated tonight. Continue, Lord, to bless our families, companions, our children, our grand and great-grands. Continue, Lord, to strengthen our love for Jesus. Strengthen our spirit, Lord, that we may have a closer walk with you. Continue to help us, dear God, that we will draw closer to you and look to you. Holy Spirit, lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Lead our words. Guide us as we go forth. We ask that you bless the ones with pain in their body, Lord, that can't do much or can't do anything, that are going through situations with the pain deep down inside of them. We thank you for the togetherness of the members of the program today, coming together, dear God, spiritually enjoying one another, Lord. We thank you for being a part of this ministry program. We ask that you bless our Bishop Armstrong as he continue, Lord, and you lead him on this journey and on the view that you have in his sight, dear God. I ask you, Lord, to bless our Bishop R.C. Bryant as he's going through struggles in his life, Lord, and his companion. Strengthen him in his body. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we look to you tonight and give it all to you, because you know all things. You're all knowing, all seeing, and have all power in your hands. And we honor you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Once again, I do want to say we honor the Lord. We thank the Lord. We reach out to hope to encourage someone tonight. We look to bless someone through this ministry program. We ask that we be led by the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Lord, that he has given us an opportunity once again, undeserving, but he still had mercy on us to bless us to be able to do this. I'm a little tired in my body. Been up early this morning since 3 o'clock. Went into work. Got off from work, got ready, and come together with some of the other people that are joining on this program, ministry programs that we have, and just continue to do God's will. And he has blessed us to do the things that we do. Without him, we could do nothing. We wouldn't even be able to have a word to say. But I thank the Lord. I honor him, because I want to be led by the Spirit of God to be able to do his will the best that I can. I want to start out by, I want to read this scripture. It's coming from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. That is Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. And I would like to read it just one more time. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. You know, we look at the situations in life, and God has given us many opportunities in life. As we was young, growing up, thinking that we was on top of the world, we was able to do the things that we wanted to do in life. Not worried about what nobody thought or nobody said, because it was all about what we wanted to do and the way we wanted to do it. And nobody couldn't tell us a thing. And we got out into the world and got into many situations in life. And we always thought we was in control of these situations in life. But when the Lord chose us for something and give us an opportunity to be able to have such a great salvation, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if it hadn't have been for him, hadn't have been for God the Father sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He made it possible by dying, hanging on that cross, shedding his blood, buried and resurrected on the third day, ascended back to the Father. He made it possible for each and every one to be a part of this great salvation, to the sinner man, you know. And the Lord let us know we have to share this with unsaved people. And the ones that are saved, we ask the Lord to strengthen our spiritual walk in Christ Jesus, that we may continue to stand fast and hold on. But we got to share it to the sinner man. There's a lot of sinners out there hurting today, struggling to go through, fighting to make it. And most of the time, we don't know what they're going through. And a lot of the young people, they don't want to say much to you about the things that's going on. They feel that you're going to put them down or talk down on them and say things to only upset them more. But we have to realize it's as much for them as it was for us when we was out in the world. You know, a lot of people tried to push salvation on me when I was younger growing up, and I'd hate to see people sometimes, and I'd duck and dip to dodge them because of them telling me things that I didn't want to hear rather than telling me something to encourage and help me. And I felt like I was being picked on by Christian people that didn't represent sharing the gospel in the way that it should have been. Even though I grew up in a home to where my mother took us to church every Sunday through the week Bible study, when they had revivals, sometimes we went every night, and we sat there and went through these church programs. And this is the way that we grew up. But as we got out of the world and the Lord has given us something to do, like it says, working for Christ. This is where it comes into play. Working for Christ, sharing his gospel, sharing his word, sharing his love, continuing to share everything that he has done within our lives, letting people know what he's done for us, how he's changed us, what he has done for me, that he can do for you the same. I want to read this next scripture here. It's Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And it says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And as we go forth and share this gospel with the people, we have to let them know the truth about things. When God works it out for us to speak to the sinner man, we don't have to beat them down with the word of God. We don't have to shove it down their throats. We run in, we let them know, find out how they're doing, we love them, carry a little conversation with them and everything. And as you carry that conversation, you get to life and then a smiling and everything. And God always opens up a way for you to be able to say something in their life about the Lord. And you don't have to continue to just push it on them. You go ahead and you share it. Let them know, I love you. I'm praying for you. Want to see you do good. Want to see you succeed in life. And you go on and continue to pray for that person. When you come up again, that person see you. They know there's something in your life that's different than people out into the world. They don't mind seeing you. They don't mind listening to you. They'll listen to you more, but if you continue to just push it on them, when they see you coming, they run and go the other way because they know that's all they're going to hear. You share God's word in a way that God gives it to you. The Holy Spirit leads you. And you continue to love that person and pray for them. The sinner man, the young people out there today, they're hurting. They're dying young off of the drugs. They're continuing to get in situations in life. And once they get into it, they don't know how to get out of it. And they hide it. They don't want anyone to know about it. And the thing we have to do, we don't know who it may be. But when we come in contact with them, we just have to let them know we love them, we're praying for them. And just maybe they'll open up to you just a little bit. You never know. They pick out the people that they want to open up to. And when Christ is in your life, he knows how to connect you with someone. When you talk to them, that is something about you being the person that they don't mind talking to. And as you go on and you talk about things, they may talk around the situations in their lives, but not telling you that they're going through and the things that they see that's wrong, wanting a way out. We have to have an encouraging word from God's word and let them know, I was there before, but the Lord changed my life and brought me out of that life. And if it hadn't have been for him, I'd be dead and gone. I couldn't have made it. We have to let them know what the Lord has done for us and how he can do it for them. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There is no other name that a person can be saved by. People may think there's many ways that you can be saved to come in. It's nothing but one way. That's doing by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died and made it possible through his burial, well, his shedding of blood, his burial, resurrection, and ascension back to the Father, that we had an opportunity in life, and that means everyone, every race, no matter what color you are, no matter who you are, woman, boy, girl, child, whatever, everyone, we have an opportunity because the Lord has made a way for us. And we have to continue to let people know. It's always a better way. It says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said it, John 14, verse 6. Jesus said it. So he let us know there's no other way. So why would people try to feel that they could come to the Father through any other way but Jesus, the one that offers salvation, offers a free gift to everyone that would accept it, that would open their heart, that would want it? He didn't die for nothing. It wasn't in vain. He loved us so much, God sent him, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, in him, on him, in him, people say, should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means forever. And forever is never ending, on and on and on. He loved us that much. He loved us that much. And I got a friend I used to talk to when I first got saved, and he's a white guy, one of the best people you could ever meet. He used to do a lot of work on my computer stuff, things like that. And he told me one day, God had already saved me, changed my life, and I talked to him. He was going through so much, talked about committing suicide and other things in his life. He was just completely lost. And I talked to him about the Lord, letting him know that all he had to do was open up his heart and ask the Lord to forgive him of his sin and accept Christ in his life. And he looked at me and he told me, he said, I've done so much bad, I don't believe that the Lord would accept me to live for him. And I looked at him and I told him, I said, man, I said, what you don't understand, it don't matter how bad you've been. I said, there's a whole lot of been a lot worse in the places than you have been. And the Lord accepted them. He'll accept you, but he couldn't get it into his heart and mind because he felt like that he wasn't one that the Lord would save. But the problem was he never would open up his heart to ask the Lord to forgive him and change his life. So when a person feels that way and they don't want to open their heart to something because they feel that way, all you can do is keep encouraging them and praying for them. And I do, and I'd always text him, and sometimes I still do, and he'll always tell me, said, you've been one of the best friends I've ever had. Said, you always stuck right there trying to tell me things and stuff like that. And, you know, I can't stop. I can't give up from letting him know the goodness of the Lord, because he changed my life. I've done things that I'm not proud of. I've been in position and around things I'm not proud of. But he changed my life. He gave me an opportunity. He changed my life for the better. He chose me for something. And I had to answer the call. I'm still praying for some of my friends. I love them. And the thing is, you know, it's up to them. They're the onlyest one that can open up their hearts and ask the Lord to forgive them and live this life. I can't live it for them, but I can share everything that God is blessing me with as I read, study, research His Word to share with them. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, we can't beat them down. We can't just continue to say, well, hey, you know this, you know better, you shouldn't have did this, you shouldn't have did that. No, you can't do that. They already know these things. So why beat them down with more of it when they know that they need better? They don't need you to bring worse down on them when they've already been beaten down. They've been beat down with it already. And they know it. We have to continue to show compassion and love to them, because that's what it's all about. That's when we are showing Christ-like love. We're supposed to be Christ-like. There's supposed to be a change in our lives. Somebody has to see it. If you're representing something, you want to represent it the best that you can. You want to show the best that you can for it. You know, that's just like children. When they look at their parents and they see things and they imitate their parents. And the thing is, they do a good job at it. And when they see something and everything, and I was sitting there one day, you can't help but laugh about it, and one of my great-grandkids seen me get up, and I had to stand up for a while, and I took off limping before I could get the going good, because, you know, the older you get, that body slows down, them pains get to you. And he went laughing to one of the other ones way later on and told him, he said, hey, he said, this is how Paw did when he got up. And he started... He started doing like I did when I got up. He was doing the same thing. I told him, I said, I'm going to knock you out. He just busted out of life, and that just tickled him good. So we don't know. They're watching things that we're doing, and they do it just like we do, because they're watching us. So we have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we do around these little ones, because everything, there's something about them that they want to be like Paw, or they want to be like Mama. They want to do something that you do, or say something that you say. And they are learning every day. They are smarter than we was at the ages that they are now. So this is what we have to do. Continue to show the love, share the word of God. Share the good news, because that's what it's all about. And it is the good news, the best news you could ever find. Our GPS to heaven, the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Not everyone, but only the ones is letting us know if you're doing the will of the Lord. And he lets us know if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Do we love him? Or do we just say we love him in that moment in time? And then when we get out there and get away from everyone, we turn and start to do the things of the world because that's what we feel we want to do. The falsehood of living for the Lord, making people think that we're one thing when we're something else. It's like this guy, he went and he worked in the church and everything. He didn't go to the same church as we did, but I know him since we was young growing up. And he's talking to me about the Lord and everything earlier in that day as we went to church. And my wife wanted me to go to the store to get something later on after church was over. And I went in to get something. This same guy come in there, and there he was with a 12-pack. Come up there to the front. And he seen me, and he kind of, you know, shied up, but he already had the 12-pack in hand. You know, you couldn't hide it then. Well, I didn't say nothing. I just went ahead and spoke to him, went on, did what I had to do, and move on. So this verse right here, Matthew chapter 7:21, it's letting you know, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the ones who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So it lets us know we have to be willing to live something in order to make it. We're not just going to make it in because we feel everything we're doing is right. We have to actually live the life. And somebody has to continue to see something within our lives as we continue on this journey. Because God is good. All the time he's good. He's still working in my life. He's still blessing me in situations. I'm in places in my life that I need to rise up above. And ask the Lord to help me move on and do more. But we get to a place, we get idle. And the Lord don't want you to be idle. He wants you to continuously progress. Make the progress that you need. Don't mean that you're not living for the Lord, serving the Lord, doing what you have to do. But there's always more to be done when it comes to serving the Lord. Some people can do more. Some people can't do but so much. That's like he gives some people gifts, like it said in the Word of God. Some people has more than one gift. Some people don't have but one gift because God knows what you can and what you can't do. And whatever he gives you to do, he will equip you to do it. You have to make the adjustments to life to move forth to do it. And it's in his hands, and he gives it to you in your hands to be able to do his will. You continue to live right. You continue to love right. You continue to talk right. You continue to walk right. You continue to serve right. And show the love, do it all, no matter what. And we'll make it. I'm going to read this one more, and I'm going to open up my mics. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. I'm going to read that again. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So the Word of God has so much to share, so much to give us, so much that we continue to learn day in and day out from, so much to have to study and do research about. And we'll never be able to get it all, but we can get enough to help someone. So I'm thankful. And I thank the Lord for his spirit, his love and kindness for me. Because I couldn't do this. Share his word, his gospel, with anyone if the Spirit of God wasn't with me to help me through these situations in life. I'm living to live again. I can't give up. I can't let go. God has been too good to me. I'm thankful. I'm going to open up the mics here and see if I can get some comments. Praise the Lord, brothers. Praise the Lord, brothers. Your mics is open.
Yes, sir.
To God be the glory. Yes, sir. Shalom.
Yes, sir. To God be the glory. We owe it all to him. Nothing we did for us to be able to say, well, I did this. I got myself where I'm at. You know, and, you know, while you were talking, I was just reminiscing here. I was doing a little something on the computer. Mm-hmm. And I was looking back and I said, you know, God is just great. He is just great. Can't nobody or nothing do what he has done or is doing or he has promised to do.
That's right.
And I was thinking, well, you know, it came to me. I said, God, he's been so good to me. I disrespected my wife and our children. I ran around with other women, drinking, didn't come in like I was supposed to, take up the home, spent money recklessly, left the wife and kids, and just went wild, foolish, and crazy. Just didn't take responsibility for nothing, you know, just threw people away, used them and threw them away. And I was just thinking back, I said, you know, there were five females that I used to go with in the past. They are all dead. And I said, well, thank God. There was a reason why I'm still here. And you know, I want to do and I'm trying to do the best I know how to serve the kingdom. People know that, you know, hey, God, he brought me from where I was, you know, that addiction 20-some years. But now look at me. You know, I'm giving advice and information and encouragement and hope to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That God, he can bring you out of what you in. You don't have to say, well, you know, I'm the worst one of the bunch. You know, I'm past deliverance. You know, but we have to look at where God has placed us right now, what he has brought us through, how he has taken care of us now, and you know, our friends and relatives, they look at that and just can't understand
That's
for
right.
some reason. They can't understand. No, bro. And you know, we tell them it's very simple. All you have to do is believe in your heart, open your mouth, and confess.
Mm-hmm.
And just stay on that path. And you can get to where we're at. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's all about God done gave you up. No, you gave your own self up.
That's right.
And once you give your own self up, that means there's not really too much hope, because you don't want to believe. You don't want to stop doing what you've been doing. You're comfortable and you done got lackadaisical, you know, and you just, hey, it's nothing new. You know, oh, I done did everything. I'm all right. I don't need to do nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get over or you're going to hell. Just that simple, bro. That simple. And the government can't save us. Our family can't save us, you know. God created us, and he knows what we need. He knows which way we need to go. You know, he knows everything. The hairs on our head are numbers. And ain't no
That's
way
right.
that, you know, ain't no way, let's say, I can get a haircut, right, and start numbering them hairs that have been cut. No,
mm-hmm.
no. That ain't working. But God, he's got that. He's got all that information for each and every person. We're all
yes,
individuals. And we cannot get nobody to take our place. There ain't nobody there to take the responsibility of what we're doing, what we have done, and then to our blessings and our job, our work for the kingdom is waiting for us. All we have to do is just step into it. Lord, forgive me for my sin. I believe that your son into the world to die for us. I don't have to die in my sin. Forgive me. And just ask and act like we know, and it'll work.
That's right.
It's too simple. You know, my mom, she used to send me stuff and say, go get this, go get that. I go, come right back and say, I didn't see it. And she said, well, if it was a snake, it would have bit you. And it's right there in front of my face, but all around it. And that's what people in the world are doing. It's right there for them to accept. But they're looking for another human being or the government or something to happen. Or
instead
of them taking a step, you know, or they take one step on the right path, and they got it. They got it. Don't want to, bro. No.
So true.
Yes,
so
sir.
True.
Yes, sir. Yes. But that doesn't mean we have to give up on people, though.
No, we don't give up on them. We have to continuously share and continue to let them know that there's love in our hearts for them, and we're going to continue to lift them up before the Lord, and we're not giving up on them. And I used to tell my grandson before he passed of COVID, and he would get upset and felt like, you know, the family was turned against him, and he wanted to just get away and be by himself. And I told him, I said, one thing about it, I said, I know better. I said, I'm not giving up on you, man. I said, I'm praying for you, and I love you. I said, but I'm not giving up on you. And he'd sit there, and he'd start smiling. And he'd always say, yeah, Papa, you and Mama's always my two favorite people to be around. And, you know, he's seen that in us. And he knew, and he loved us for that, because we was always letting him know. No matter what or how hard it seems to you, we know God has brought us through some things in life.
Right.
And he can bring you through these situations in life. You have to make the right decisions for yourself. We can't make that for you. But we can share something with you to get you in the right direction and ask the Lord to help you. You have to do that, because once we give it to you, whatever you do with it is on you. It's all for me. And I've been done what I'm supposed to do. But if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, and the Holy Spirit's leading me to say or do, and something happens, I'm sitting back. I'm saying, man, I know I should have went ahead and did that. And, you know, I'm sitting back and hindering myself over it because I didn't do what I was supposed to do in the right way. And it starts to bother you. Because you know you should have did it. The Lord give you the love within inside He's leading you by the Holy Spirit to say this, do this. And you're wondering whether you should or not. Well, Lord, I don't know, Lord. I don't know what nobody might think about me or say. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If the Lord is leading you, he's already got it worked out on the other end. And once you say it and you get it off of you, whatever they do with it past that point, it's out of your hands. You're praying for me. You're still showing love. You don't take nothing away from it. That love is still there. So we have to understand we are in a position to help. We are in a position to share. And we can't stop that. That's the reason why as we read the word and we get understand, we pray for that understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. We might not get it out, but we get enough of it to do what thus saith the Lord to someone else.
Right.
And that's just like when you start reading something in the Word of God. Well, you go back and you come back and you read it again later on or so. There's something different somewhere. And you'd be like, how in the world did I miss this? I mean, I didn't see this or understand this the first round. And it's different. You come back the third time, you read it again, something else may be different. You know, you don't get it all at one time. It's always something that you can get from the Word of God. And the more you get, like you said today, you can't keep it unless you give it away. You got to be able to give it to somebody else. How can they learn? And you know, the Word of God lets us know, how can a person know without a preacher? You know, you have to have somebody to give it to you by. And God has given us these positions that we have here through the bishop looking at us and asking us to do something within that God has blessed him. Like he said, God led him somewhere, and he let God know that God was going to give him the people that was necessarily needed. What would God do? He had enough faith to believe that God was going to do it. And what did God do? He put people in his place.
Yes, he
put people in his sight. He put people in his heart. And he continued to do what he's doing. So God is working. He's always at work. Even when we're laying down at night sleeping, he is still working. We may not see what's coming, but he already got it in hand for what's coming. We just have to continue to be blessed and walk by faith and let God continue to do his thing and stop trying to be God. A lot of people try to do God's job for him, but he don't need you to do his job for him. He needs you to listen and be led by the Holy Spirit in what to do. If you're led to do something, you get it right. You might here and there and kind of not get everything, but you would get what you're supposed to get out of it. But if you mess around and you step in there and get all in the way, thinking you're going to put something in the mix, you're going to mess up. So get out of the way, let God move. Let the Spirit move within you and learn from it.
You know, real quick, you know, I just had that thought to where we've been raised in a society where it's you learn, and as you learn, you grow older, you are responsible for yourself and your family and whatever. These are things, the way society is, these are things that you have to have when you grow older. You're settled, you know. You should have learned something, not necessarily in school, but anywhere, wherever you went, you know, people you're around and whatever else. But people, you know, I was there myself until I came to myself. And we're all individuals. But people, they want to be responsible for what little they're doing, not responsible for what they should be doing, and they make their own decisions, and they swear out that they are right. They don't want nobody to touch them nothing. You know, you can't tell me what to do, you know, because you did this and you did that. You know, but it's not for us to point what the next man did wrong. Take it upon ourselves to search ourselves. And what we did, if we hurt some other people, we got to switch that thing up, you know, and love ourselves. And then we'll start be able to love other people and get an understanding of why we're here. Because I always say, we're not here just to have a family and a job and a house with a white picket fence around it. No. God, he created us in his image to worship him. But he put all these things here as a convenience for us to live on this earth while we are worshiping and glorifying him and what we do and how we live, you know. But like I said, I made my own decisions. You can't tell me nothing, you know what I'm saying? And what I'll do, I'll go back and say, well, look at the stuff you did in your past. You ain't all this and all that. But God, he uses the God uses the foolishness of the world, you know, to bring about a point. He does. He brings about a point with the foolishness of the world. People think it's stupid. Well, what is it? God, he pushes it to the top, you know.
1, 2, 8, 6. Bishop, you want to give us something?
Well, the only thing I will... You talk about how our children mimic us, and that is what the world is doing now. The world is mimicking us. And depending on how we carry ourselves in front of them, it's going to determine whether we're able to win them over to Christ.
So true.
If we are just like them, or they sense that we are not sincere, so we're just telling them something, then they're going to be just like the children. The little child knows whenever you mean business.
They do.
You give them that look. They understand that. And
so true.
Just like the people that are in the street, because we've been there and done that.
That's right.
We know when somebody is genuine, when somebody's trying to scam us.
Yes, you do.
So,
yeah, you do.
And you made a good point. And the only thing, I went straight to us adults and people telling us one thing, and you see them in the club, you they tell us another thing. And
that's
they,
right.
From the pulpit area where they are, they're holding devotion. And then when the sun go down, they're doing something different.
So true.
And some of them don't even wait till the sun go down.
Yeah,
some
that
of them
is,
do
that
it.
Is right. That is
do
right.
It, well, I'm going to go cross town, and nobody's going to see me because I'm cross town today.
That's right.
And I'm going to park my car around the side.
Yeah,
and,
boy, yeah.
And so nobody
and
see me.
There's
somebody sees
somewhere.
You. Other than God.
Yeah,
yes.
Looking at you,
yep.
Seeing, wondering,
yep.
Is that such? I remember, I remember one night. I know this preacher. He could play the organ, boy. He could play that organ, and he make it sound so good, and preach and everything. And I was at the club one night. talking to this girl and everything, and sitting over there thinking I was all cool up against the wall and everything. And next thing I know, the same preacher that was up there playing the organ and preaching in the church, he popped up and hit the girl, and the girl left with him. And I'm sitting there looking, wait a minute now. This man is preaching up in the church, playing that organ to the glory of God. And but yet still, he's up in the club hitting on the women just like I was. And that point on, I left it alone. But he ended up dying later on with AIDS.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you never know the thing that people is playing with in these situations. They say they one thing, and you find out they were something else. And, you know, you like you said, you never know. People see you. People's looking at things in the world, wondering, and looking at your life on how you're living. And you want your kids to see everything in you that God sees in you, and that's living Christ-like. If you're doing it to God's will and his glory, honor, and living it the way that the Bible gives it to you, and your children see it, then they know. They know what lines to cross. They know what lines not to cross. Because they know your life that you live, that you're not going to go through it, you're not going to put up with it, and you're going to have something to say about it if it's not right. And we just have to continue on that journey and look to the Lord. We got to pray for them. You know, we can't give up on them, encourage them, but let them know when it comes to living for the Lord, we mean business. This is no game, nothing to play with. And let them know, you know, you're going to have to step off and go your way if you can't honor here the life that we're living, because we're not going through this. That's just like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself." Not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so you couldn't work to do it, so that no one can boast. What have we got to boast about? We ain't did nothing.
That's
we ain't did nothing. He gave us an opportunity to receive something free for no good that we have done for anything. Just to say, Lord, forgive me, Lord, and accept the free gift that he is offering and make a turnaround in your life and live throughout eternity. What do we have to boast about? Nothing. Jesus done it. So continue to hold on and share it. This is a verse right here we can share with everyone and let them know. This is what the Bible says about salvation. You think you is so good and so bad. You've been so bad that the Lord wouldn't accept you. He's letting you know right here the reason why you are saved. We don't have nothing to boast about. We didn't have to work for it. No good thing that we've done to deserve it. But he offers it. So we just have to give it to them straight. No sugar coating. Just go ahead and just put it out there and give it to them straight. I always tell them, if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask me.
That's right.
You run around with your lip out later on mad because I told you the truth and you asked me about it, because that's what you're going to get. So the best thing to do is don't ask me, and you won't have to get the truth from me, because I'm not going to lie to you about nothing. You know, but we have to be real with you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, seems like we're about ready to end the show again. You want to pray us out?
Repeat that.
Bishop Armstrong, would you like to pray us out, please?
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Almighty everlasting Creator, whose spirit is gone out over the earth, we give you thanks and praise for your word, for your message, for the messenger, for the word was enough to just meet us where we are and remind us to examine ourselves and yes, see Father. What it is we believe and why we believe it. And, oh, God, we thank you for
thank
how
you,
the
Lord.
Message would lead us to you. And
yes,
we thank
Father.
You. Because we
you.
All have been through this process. Somebody
yes,
gave us a word or even just a look.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Said something. But most yes, importantly, somebody prayed for us. Our grandparents
oh, yes,
prayed for us.
Yes, sir.
They were on their knees. And your word is clear. It says that you give people the power to get wealth in Deuteronomy
yes,
so
yes,
that
Lord.
They can fulfill the covenant that you made
yes,
with
Lord.
The ancestors. And we thank you. We
thank
you
Lord.
That we are the ones that you are using to fulfill the covenant by reaching
yes,
out to the young people, by reaching out to the elderly, by reaching out to those who have fallen by the wayside, by giving us the spirit to just speak the truth in love. And we
yes,
just thank you because
thank
we
you.
Know what's out there is not going to lead us into any eternal life. It's going to lead us into eternal damnation. And
yes,
we thank you. We
thank
you and we ask you to send your Holy Spirit ahead of us and let
Lord.
That Spirit give us the words that will quicken
yes.
others and that they want to know who you are and why
yes,
we
Lord.
Are able to stand. Why we're able to stand. After all we've done, we can stand and watch you work.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus the Messiah's name, amen
yes, Lord.
And amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Lord.
You.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time. God is good.
Yes.
Shalom. Be blessed.
Shalom.
Until
yes.
we come together again.
Yes. Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Praise the Lord.
Shalom. Shalom.